And we're joined now by telephone. We're very happy to have Ben Penner joining us. He's a farm director for Open Arms Minnesota. Open Arms has been around for about 20 years. They make meals. They make healthy meals for people who have serious illnesses such as multiple sclerosis, Lou Gehrig's disease, HIV, cancer, etc. Just recently now, they've also developed their own farm system. And Ben Penner is the farm director for Open Farms, a part of Open Arms. Ben, I want to thank you for joining us here on the Roadhouse.
Great to be with you, Buck.
And as I mentioned before we came on air, I'm surprised that you haven't blown away yet down there.
Yeah, it's pretty windy today. We had a few things blowing around that we're trying to keep down right now.
And you'd be happy to know that up here at the Scandinavian Riviera, we're the warmest part in what we read for weather today, so we're doing a little better than you are down there.
Oh, that's nice.
Open Arms, we had an interview with some of your folks a few years ago about what you do down there, but maybe you can tell us a little bit about Open Arms Minnesota, what they do for folks who have critical illnesses.
Yeah, we're a nutrition agency in the Twin Cities, and we provide free meals for people living with HIV and AIDS, cancer, Lou Gehrig's, and MS, and a host of other life-threatening illnesses. And like you said, we've been around since 1986, and it really just started with someone who decided that people living with AIDS should eat good food. And really that, so he started serving right out of his apartment, and that really has grown to what we have now, which is a network of 1,900 or so volunteers who really do the work of Open Arms. And so our volunteers, they cook, prepare, deliver the meals, and now grow with Open Farms as well.
You know, I took a look, if you go, and we'll talk about your website a little bit later, but I took a look at the menu, some of the regular entrees, and of course we'll talk more about the other parts of the menu, but salmon poached with lemon and dill, you know, vegetable couscous and carrots, curried chicken thighs with kale, and steamed green peas. I mean, I could go on here, but it sounds pretty darn good. I'd like to drive down there and walk into your place myself, I think.
Yeah, it really is great food, and that's a value we hold, that people who are ill really should have the best food. You shouldn't have to go without food at all, and you really should get the best.
Now, you also have a menu to help people with specific needs.
That's correct. Yeah, we tailor our menu to specific diets for people who need perhaps a slightly a blander meal, depending on what their illness is.
Like vegan entrees, and I notice you have a gluten-free menu even, heart-healthy menus. So those mm-hmm. folks that have specific needs that are well taken care of by your organization.
That's right.
You've been around for over 20 years, and boy, there's an amazing amount of growth. You said 1,900 volunteers helping. Does that include the folks that help you down at Open Farms now?
Well, that does, though we're trying to increase that number all the time. We had approximately, we're kind of wrapping up the season now, but had about 500 or so volunteers come out to the farm alone, which is actually that's double the amount we had last year. So people come out. It's amazing how much time people are able to give and are willing to give. It really is generous to spend 3 hours working, sometimes in the very hot sun, or like today when it's a little cooler than than you might like. But yeah, we're looking to increase that number next year as well.
What was the idea behind adding your own farm to the organization?
Well, the entire organization is volunteer driven, and so the idea came from a volunteer. Minnesota and Minneapolis in particular is a generous city, and it's a food city, and people love to garden. So we decided at that time, and this was before I joined Open Arms, we decided to sort of bring the love of gardening with our love of food together in one place. And so from that discussion, we found a partner, Prairie Oaks Institute, which is where the three-acre garden is located in Belle Plaine, Minnesota. And for 1 year, we grew cover crops, and it just went from there. So really, it's completely volunteer-driven.
And the idea behind the cover crop was to develop the organic part of the farm?
That's correct, yeah. Yeah, when I heard about the idea, I just thought it was a great idea, and I had to join up.
You're the farm director for Open Farms.
Correct.
What is that? I imagine with that many talented volunteers, that's probably most of your work is just coordinating their efforts.
That's right. Yeah, we really try to make it so people have a great experience while they're working. So what I do is coordinate all the aspects of agriculture. And as you know, agriculture is the kind of work where there are a lot of unknowns. So I try to coordinate those unknowns and the knowns as much as possible, whether it be getting the right equipment in the right place at the right time or getting enough harvest help or coordinating a driver to bring produce from the farm to Open Arms.
What do you do with the volunteers, the farm volunteers in the winter? Are there activities that happen now this fall and throughout the winter, or do you kind of shut the place down when you're not producing?
No, we don't shut down for very long. Pretty much, we'll continue here for another couple of weeks, unless, tonight I hear there's flurries, so we'll see what happens after that. But we'll continue for another couple of weeks harvesting greens, and then in January, we actually kind of start up again. So really, the only downtime is that month of December, or even part of that month of December. But in January, we'll start growing seedlings from seeds. So we'll plant about 20,000 onions. Some of those will be planted at Open Arms. It's kind of fun because we get to send out an email and ask folks to come plant onions while there may be 5 or 6 feet of snow out.
Who develops the menu, and then do you coordinate the menu with what you can grow out there?
Yeah, we're working all the time to grow exactly what the kitchen needs. So we have a kitchen director and a dietitian who, like we talked about before, they tailor the meals specifically to the needs, the nutritional needs of folks of our clients. So, for example, this year we grew about 25 different vegetable crops, and that's kind of a typical market garden that we've developed. So what we do is all of the crops grow. We don't grow them all at one time. We try to sort of span the whole season. So beginning almost in, like I said, in January, but then again in April when we can actually start working outside, we'll grow greens crops, mesclun mix, spinach. We utilize season extensions. So we have low tunnels. Some of them blew away today, unfortunately. We'll have to chase those down. And a hoop house, which allows us to have about a month on either end of extra growing season.
And, of course, even during that period where the farm isn't operating, Open Arms is still producing menus, producing food for people with needs.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, in fact, we'll be celebrating the delivery of our 3 millionth meal sometime next week. So it's really, really, really gone far.
Well, I think I read on your website that you'll cook and deliver this year like 400,000 meals.
Is that right?
Boy, it's an amazing amount of food. 52,000 hours of volunteer time at Open Farms this last year. It's a pretty amazing effort that you get from people that are stepping up to the plate.
Mm-hmm.
How do folks get on a list to receive these meals? How do you find people?
Well, we are often referred. People are referred to us, and so they might find us through our website or through someone they know in the community. And really, the need is great. There's no end to the need. So we could actually cook a lot more meals than we do.
And you're not just cooking the meal and you rush it over hot to where they live, right? Are you? How is that done?
Well, the process, of course, starts in the soil here at the farm, and we grow the produce, then it's delivered to the kitchen, and then received at the kitchen, and prepared, packed, and cooked. And then once that process has happened, then the meals are delivered in these big blue bags. So if you ever have a chance to go to 2500 Bloomington Avenue South in South Minneapolis, any part of the day, there's just a tremendous amount of excitement.
Are they frozen then when they're brought to folks? So they determine when they're going to eat, or how does that happen?
That's right. Depending on the time of year, sometimes we will put in whole foods, whole vegetables in the meal packs, but typically it's all packaged up and sealed.
Do you work with the medical community then too? Is that part of the referral process?
That's right.
I know that one of the largest fundraisers, or at least I believe that one of the largest fundraisers that you have down there is an event called Movable Feast. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Movable Feast really is a spectacular event. So in May, we have our biggest fundraiser of the year, where local community members and restaurants and organizations, companies, donate their food. It's really a tremendous event where there's about 500 or so attendees. There's often a band. There are auctions where we can auction off various prizes. In past years, one of the prizes has been to have a meal at the farm, catered by Open Arms Kitchen, and then after everybody has sort of enjoyed themselves for a little while, then they're all picked up in limousines and taken to restaurants all over the city. So it just shows, once again, just both the community spirit in Minneapolis, the spirit of volunteerism, and how much we all love good food in this city.
Where can people go to online to find Open Arms and see how it all works and learn more about the program?
The best place to go is to Open Arms, www.openarmsmn.org. And then click on either the About Us to find out about the various programs, or if you want to volunteer or donate, there are buttons you can click there. So under volunteer, there's a link to pick up a shift. So that'll show what shifts are available, whether it be a delivery shift or a kitchen shift or a farm shift. And those, we need volunteers all the time. And we'd love to have new people join us from this from listening to this radio program.
Well, that's great. We've been speaking with Ben Penner, and Ben is the farm director for Open Farms, and a part of Open Arms Minnesota that makes meals for people with real needs, multiple sclerosis, Lou Gehrig's disease they suffer from, HIV or AIDS, etc. Ben, I want to thank you so much for giving us your time here on a Friday evening.
Thank you.
And also, best of luck as you move forward with Open Farms, a new part of your organization.